Well, we certainly can't have any common sense laying around now, could we? Should we? Would we? Did we? Maybe. Right now on the outside, it's cloudy, it's soupy, it's muggy, it's 67. Man arrested in Bedford County for an alleged rape that he allegedly recorded. Big drug sweep in Blair and Cambria counties results in many arrests. Bedford County contractor facing theft for failing to finish work on a Johnstown church, and the Mount Nittany healthcare workers are back to work. Let's see if they get their healthcare benefits back. All that coming up in news. In sports, it was a wild, wacky week for the Altoona Curve, and boy, it ended on a wacky note last night. I'm telling you, every game was just wacky. It's the only word I can use to describe it. And the Curve pulled one out last night, but gave one away Saturday, and almost gave last night's away, too. What will the Pirates do today? Well, we'll find out. It's trade deadline day. This is a day where you want to stick to MLB, NNYY, and ESPNY. Why? Because they're going to be all over the baseball doings of today. The trade deadline is at 6. What will the Pirates do? We don't know. And, boy, lots and lots of other sports that the Johnstown Triple ABA tournament is back, and it brings back fond memories for me. So we will get to that. And my one dear friend was a member of the National Triple ABA, and he's no longer with us, and it's just that time of year. All right, let's try it for a third time.
It's time for WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WRTA.
Yes, I disagree with what I'm hearing.
Or most of the other people that are listening. And now, WRTA Mornings.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed? M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry,
cry, cry,
sing. Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
All right, there we go. Boy, I like these new breaks. We reconfigured our first hour. Actually, Bob did, and it makes things go so much smoother. We're already at 23 after 6. We're already at 23 past.
Wow.
We
That's a good old out of control.
We were very fortunate last night at PNG Field. Woke up yesterday to horrendous rain. Went to church in horrendous rain. Left church and went to get something to eat in horrendous rain. Got home, started to eat and watch TV. Lost my signal because of horrendous rain. 3 o'clock, sitting in the lounger, it's watching horrendous rain. And then I get a text saying we moved the game to 5:30. I got the text earlier, but I was in church. So we moved the game to 5:30, and boy, was it a good thing they did. We got done a little after 8 because of the length of the game. And it was only, 4-3, 5-4? I can't even remember. And we get out of there, and the fireworks went off just in time because the horrendous rain came back last night and wiped out my TV signal while I was watching Sunday Night Baseball. So we got lucky. We got the game in because it would have been a sticky situation because the Curve and Chesapeake do not play each other anymore, and Chesapeake is in the playoff hunt for the second half of the league. We are not. And boy, I'll tell you talk about similarities between the Pirates and the Curve. Wow. Both teams can score bunches of runs on a moment's notice. They can. Both teams have good power in their lineup, meaning home run hitters. And I think I read today the Pirates are getting one of those guys back in Spencer Horwitz, the accountant.
He did play yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, good. I didn't see the game yesterday. I don't see any game. But nevertheless.
But they did need him because O'Hearn went out on Saturday.
Yeah, Pirates just can't catch a break with these injuries. One goes out, one comes in. But getting back to the similarities, the offenses can score bunches. They can hit home runs. Defenses are kind of suspect. Bullpens just can't hold a lead. I mean, that's a kind way of putting it. The Pirates or the Curve, I don't know what Indy does, but the Pirates and the Curve bullpens simply cannot hold a lead. Saturday night was as frustrating a night as we've had because, I said, every one of these games this week was high scoring. It was entertaining, except for I think we won 4-1, or I can't even remember Friday night. I can't. There's too many. Even though I'm there. Anyway, we had an 8-7 lead in the ninth inning Saturday night, gave up two runs, lost 9-8. Last night was back and forth. Game was tied. We gave up a run late to fall behind and scored two in the bottom of the ninth to win on with one or two outs. It was 3-3, and we were headed for extra innings, and we got a base hit from, I believe it was Lonnie White Jr. No, it was Ivan Brettauer. I will destroy you. Ivan Drago. He's just got that German name. He's got that German look. He's a big, strong kid. And he got the winning base hit last night. It was a bloop, actually. It was a bloop hit to center field. But the Curve won. So they salvaged the split of the series. And, you know, the Pirates and Curve keep splitting these series. They're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, and unfortunately, yesterday, they did not split with the Reds.
No, they got taken 3 out of 4, and as I said, Cincinnati's kryptonite. Now, as you have in the sports, now it just gets harder. They have starting tonight.
This proves whether or not you're capable of moving on in the postseason. Well, and that's where they are right now. They're going to have to face the reality of they may not be moving on. I mean, the last time they were in Milwaukee, or at least I remember they went in there for a series and they took 2 out of 3, which was just so bizarre.
Unlike them.
Because they dominate. Milwaukee dominates them there and really has been dominating them at, you know, PNC Park also.
And that's where the Bucks are headed tonight. Now, as I said, today is one of those days where you're going to want to stick by your TV or your phone. Actually, everybody's going to be watching their phones today because the trade deadline is 6 o'clock Eastern. And as I wrote in your sports, I think the Los Angeles Dodgers have now cemented the lockout for next year. With Tarek Skubal going to the Dodgers, who need him like I need I can't say it. I don't need anything medically right now because, you know, my pills are working and everything's good. The Dodgers don't need Tarek Skubal, but they got him. And their GM yesterday was trying to defend this, and he's saying, hey, you know what? Every year we're going after the best player available no matter what. He says, we don't care. We're going after what makes our team better, and we're going after championship after championship after championship. Well, after they win 5 or 6 in a row, baseball's going to get real boring.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You cannot have a team dominate that badly like the New York Yankees used to do. It's not good for baseball. I'm not saying to go out and lose, but this is why they need a salary cap. And now I think the Los Angeles Dodgers just put the final 3 inches of cement on that coffin for next year. In a goofy sort of way. We're all for free enterprise. Yes, I get that. There are no rules saying that the Dodgers can't spend money. There are no rules. And as like somebody said yesterday, they are playing or they're working within the rules and the framework of what Major League Baseball has set up. But the Dodgers now, they have to have angered a lot of other teams because these teams just can't compete with this kind of money. And there has to be some streamlining of this. And I think with them getting the best player in the trade wars, two-time Cy Young winner, the defending two-time Cy Young winner, and they've got two starting pitchers on the injured list that are coming back. One of them is Tyler Glass now. The other one is Snell. And, you know, what do you need 8 starting pitchers for? And Ohtani's not even pitching. What do you need 8 starting pitchers for? I mean, that's just wrong. And teams like the Pirates, I don't care how much money he has or doesn't have, the Pirates cannot afford to play games like that with the Dodgers. They can't run a parallel race with them and compete and say, yeah, we're going to get Tarek Skubal. They'd have to give up their entire organization to get him. Mm-hmm. Then you're stuck with one player for the whole organization. That doesn't work. But I think the Dodgers just cemented the lockout for next year because small market teams are going to say, hey, I'm sorry, we have to have competition. You know, yeah, they're getting baseball welfare money, but it still doesn't help them in the end. They get the luxury tax money. The Pirates get it every year, and Bob Nutting doesn't spend a penny of it.
No, well, he does. He does to line the coffers.
Yeah.
So that the shareholders have some sort of dividend.
Yeah, we have to take care of them first, but
yeah,
you know, then
by the way, he's one of the shareholders anyway.
Yeah, he holds all the shares. So, but anyway, today is going to be an interesting day. A lot of deals were made yesterday, because after the Skubal thing went, people started buying. Jameson Taillon got a new job.
Yeah, he's with Toronto now. Yeah, saw that.
So we'll see what happens, but I'll be glued to the TV because I like days like this where the deals are always intriguing.
Yeah, well, my second most favorite one is the NHL.
Yeah, the free agent frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Penguins were active to some degree, and they did all right. But anyway.
Yeah, it looks like the pitcher the Pirates got from the Yankees came in yesterday and promptly threw a gopher ball.
Oh, well, there you go. He fits right in.
All right, AccuWeather says humid, a thunderstorm in spots during the midday. Otherwise, there could be some sun coming around this afternoon. We'll get up to 78. Clear to partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Clouds and sun tomorrow, 82. 80 on Wednesday, 82 and 83 Thursday and Friday. Thunderstorms in the afternoon throughout. 66 and cloudy at 6:32 WRTA mornings.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. Oil prices plummeting as President Trump announces a pause in attacks against Iran. He told reporters Sunday the talks will resume today.
Now what we're doing is we're talking to them in the form of a negotiation. It begins tomorrow afternoon. And we'll see if it's true. I'd love to do that. Save a lot of lives.
The U.S. has paused attacks on Iran before, only to see negotiations fall apart. 60,000 people evacuated because of wildfires in Spokane, Washington. Dave Up the Grove, Washington Commissioner of Public Lands, telling us.
This is one of 15 major fires burning throughout the state of Washington right now. More than 250,000 acres are on fire in this state. This is an extraordinary wildfire season in the Pacific Northwest. It's not a normal season.
Hundreds of homes, businesses, and other structures destroyed. America's listening to Fox News.
Sixty-seven, mostly cloudy, 6:33, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. See, what this reconfiguration of this hour did was it kept us on time. And by the way, did you say sun?
Yeah, this afternoon.
You know, what are you reading over
increasing
there?
Increasing amounts of sunshine.
Yeah, well, that means it's going to get really humid with all this soup lying around. A Fulton County man is facing multiple felony charges, including rape by forcible compulsion and rape of an unconscious victim, after state police in Bedford County say he assaulted a woman and recorded it. Reportedly, 26-year-old Alec Borer is accused of assaulting the victim in West Providence Township and later admitting to a second assault while she was asleep. Borer is currently held in the Bedford County Jail on $250,000 bail. Operation Summer Street Sweeper has resulted in felony charges for 65 individuals involved in street-level drug trafficking across Blair and Cambria counties. The investigation announced by Attorney General Dave Sunday during a Johnstown press conference Friday targeted dealers trafficking fentanyl, heroin, and other drugs, with 50 suspects already in custody. Law enforcement officials emphasized that the operation, which relied on federal and local cooperation, aims to curb increased crime linked to dealers moving from Philadelphia into western Pennsylvania. Officials said the active investigation may lead to more arrests while they pursue other suspects. A 34-year-old driver was airlifted to Penn Highlands Dubois with serious injuries after crashing into a building on North Atherton Street in State College Saturday morning. State College police say the single-vehicle collision occurred shortly after 3 a.m. Multiple agencies assisted. Bedford County contractor has been arrested for theft after allegedly receiving over $270,000 for a church roof replacement never performed. Samuel Harris, owner of Harris Roofing, is accused of taking the advance payment from St. Andrew's Catholic Church in Johnstown and failing to begin work, leading to charges of theft by deception. His bail was set at $2.7 million.
Some serious bail.
Kind of high for bail.
Woo!
Nearly 1,000 workers in State College have returned to work at Mountain Indy Medical Center. They returned Saturday after a five-day strike over contract talks, with bargaining set to resume today. While union members push for higher wages and improved safety, the hospital says it's bargaining in good faith for a fair agreement that keeps the operation strong. A Steelers player is being recognized for helping to keep a child safe. Imagine this, from an unruly crowd at the team's training camp over the weekend. What could you possibly get upset at training camp? Well, Sports Illustrated has shared video of Pittsburgh tight end Pat Freiermuth lifting the child out of a group of fans that had started shoving one another at a Steelers practice at St. Vincent's College. The shoving began as folks were trying to get player autographs. Yeah, that'll really enhance your life. Goodness gracious.
As soon as I get to eBay and put it out there for auction.
Well, here, don't have anything in your mouth. Don't be eating anything. Don't be drinking anything.
Okay.
Recently released court documents show Hunter Biden claims he has no money and can't afford legal fees.
So he blew all his money on his spit paintings.
Well, up his nose. The deposition is related to an ongoing lawsuit between Biden and firm Winston Taylor for unpaid legal fees. The law firm claims Biden owes $17 million.
Yeah, start a GoFundMe, Hunter.
don't worry, they will. From representing him in criminal prosecutions, congressional investigations, and defamation suits against his critics. According to the transcript, Biden said, quote, "My family doesn't have any money. And it's not their debt anyway," unquote. He also stated he doesn't owe anything of value or any other assets at all. I didn't see him living under a bridge recently. I didn't see him eating out of a dumpster. I didn't see him riding the back of a garbage truck with a fork and a knife and a napkin around his neck. Biden argues that Winston Taylor, the law firm, knew he would be unable to pay his legal fees when it agreed to take him on as a client, and claims the parties agreed to work something out. Yeah, it's called a payment plan. He has no money. They have no shame. Here's one of those stories again. Pennsylvania has one of the better early education systems in the United States, according to when they get budget money. That's according to Wallet Hub, which has Pennsylvania 17th on the list of best and worst education systems in the nation. The study looked at 12 key metrics, including the share of school district money offering state pre-K programs and total spending per child enrolled in pre-K. Wallet Hub says the District of Columbia, which is not a state, that's what I wanted to talk about, has the best early education system, while Indiana has the worst. Well, that's because Indiana doesn't change the clocks. That's why. Dave has a lot of sports.
Well, the amateur baseball spotlight once again will shine on Johnstown for the coming week. It's the annual AAABA baseball tournament, with games set to cover the entire Johnstown region and other parts of Cambria County. Both Altoona, the host city Johnstown, will have two teams in the 16-team field, which begins pool play today. Emler's Poultry, the Altoona AAABA summer champion, will face Zanesville at noon at Roxbury Park, while Altoona Cumming Motors will play Brooklyn at Portage. That's also at noon. Martella's Pharmacy, Johnstown's AAABA summer runner-up, is facing Butler at Sargent Stadium at noon, and Johnstown's Summer League champ Mainline Pharmacy will tangle with New York tonight at 7:30 in the official tourney opening game. All games involving Johnstown teams will be broadcast on Cool 102.9. Not a good first half of a road trip for the Buccos. The Bucs were pounded by Cincinnati again yesterday, 10-2. It's a great nickname for her. Rich missed the M key and just says, Itch Keller.
The way he's pitching.
Oh, he had another just outstanding game. Shelled for 7 earned runs in 2 innings. Bucco manager Don Kelly was ejected in the 6th inning arguing about the rain.
You know things are going really bad when you get thrown out because of the rain.
Yep. Apparently Kelly was unhappy with how the umpires continued to plan a steady heavy rain, then decided to stop when his team was up to bat. As a matter of fact, Esmerlin Valdez was at the plate when that happened. Well, anyway, Kelly wasn't happy, and it's the 5th time he's been tossed this season, leading the major leagues. Attaboy!
At least they lead the major leagues in something.
There's Donnyball for you. It doesn't get any easier for the Bucks. They're on to Milwaukee to face the Brewers for more road games. The Brewers tied with the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. The Bucks swept the Brewers in Pittsburgh right before the All-Star break last month. Bubba Chandler will start for the Bucks. First pitch is set for 7:40 on 96.1 Hank FM. LA Dodgers may have put the final nail in the coffin for a lockout of MLB players after the season ends because they scooped up the top prize in the trade sweepstakes, landing 2-time Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal from Detroit on Saturday. It adds an embarrassment of riches for the 2nd time world champion Dodgers. They're trying for a 3rd this year and may fuel anger among other teams who can't compete with the Dodgers' money stream. Well, the MLB trade deadline sets for 6 p.m. today. Look for many deals throughout the day. No word on whether the Bucks will buy, sell, trade, or give away. Dial and deal.
That's it. You got it.
Dial and deal. Hi, I'm Ben Charrington. What do you have? Okay, the crazy series that was Chesapeake and Altoona ended up with a wild finish last night, appropriately, at PNG Field. A walk-off win for the good guys. We find out more in this.
For the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Rocco Pellegrino. Curve are walk-off winners on a Sunday night against Chesapeake, 4-3 the final, with Jesus Castillo coming through with the bases loaded in the 9th, a walk-off single to score Titus Dimitru, who had 3 RBIs and 2 hits for Dimitru himself. They come through in the 9th inning and are the heartbreakers in the victory after they had their hearts broken on the Saturday night loss against the Bay Sox. They split this week's series, and they also take the season series overall 10-8 in favor of the Curve over the Bay Sox. Connor Oliver throws 6 strong innings in the start and punches out 5. For the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Rocco Pellegrino.
As usual, the Eastern League off today. Pirates made a trade with the Yankees Saturday, obtaining reliever Camilo Doval from New York in exchange for 2 minor leaguers, including former Curve catcher Omar Alfonso, who played in Friday night's game at PNG Field. Well, the run is over for the Hollidaysburg 12-under team in the Pennsylvania State Little League Tourney. Hollidaysburg lost to East Side of Westchester 9-3 Saturday. The loss eliminated the Berg from the tourney. They ended up 2-2 at the state tourney. Meanwhile, the Johnstown West Suburban 14-under Little League softball team advanced in the Junior Softball World Series after beating Quebec, Canada 7-1. West Suburban will next play a team from Palisadero, California. Today's pool play continues, and the Steelers added 3 more players to their Hall of Honor yesterday. Longtime GM Kevin Colbert, Craig Wolfley, and JT Thomas were selected for the Class of 2026 inductees. They'll be officially enshrined on Friday, September 25th. That's sports. It's 66 and cloudy, 6:44 WRTA mornings.
I'm Dorothy Colony with Colony Realty Group Limited, and I can list your home for 2.5% commission.
I'm Cinnamon Colony Chapman with Colony Realty Group Limited, and I can list your home for a 2.5% commission.
Let us put our combined 60-plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
We can work together to sell your home so you get 2 for the price of 1. Call Colony Realty Group Limited, the key to your new home.
ColonyRealtyGroup.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Another tech giant reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. Data analytics company Palantir. It has benefited from the recent rise in defense spending. Both Microsoft and Amazon rallied last week on strong demand for technology as they continue to make huge investments in artificial intelligence. Mark Mahaney of Evercore says some of the AI spending is paying off.
From Google, from Microsoft, and from Amazon now, where you had this dramatically accelerating cloud revenue growth with record profitability. So they both came together.
Also reporting earnings today, Marriott, Clorox, and Tyson Foods. And numbers on manufacturing, construction spending, and auto sales numbers will be released today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we cover the full range of topics that are on your mind and speak with some brilliant, talented, thoughtful women and men who have excelled in their respective fields and careers. Plus, every Thursday is your turn. You get to be the lawyer and you get to ask the questions about whatever is foremost on your mind.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be humid with a chance of a thundershower in some areas around midday. The morning will start mostly cloudy. Then we can expect to see more sunshine in the afternoon. The high will reach 78 degrees. Tonight will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 58. Tomorrow we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high of 82. Moving on to Wednesday, it will be mostly cloudy and humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm reaching a high of 80. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Yeah, baby, this first hour certainly goes quickly now. It is 6:48.
Sounds like the modern version of that immoral classic from the past, Popcorn by Hot Butter.
Well, now that's coming up next hour, now that you said it. See, I told people over the weekend that people dare me to do things, and I'll do them, so you just threw it down, so now we're going
to
play.
I didn't dare you to do anything.
I used it in the vernacular.
Yes.
Better turn it off before Fights gets out. But people want to throw things in front of me, so, and I did it Saturday. I got into the elevator at the ballpark with Skip, and we were talking with a couple who had their child with them, and we were saying how muggy it was, and Skip said, well, maybe you should mention that when you do the forecast for the game. And I said, okay, you got it. So I said, we're going to introduce the muggies. So that the couple started laughing. They started chuckling. They said, we'll listen for it. So promptly, when it came time to announce game time temperature, I said, 78 muggy degrees. Enjoy the muggies and enjoy the game. So don't throw anything down in front of me, because I might just pick it up.
Did you clear that with management?
No. No, I don't have Boston's number. I don't have DBH's number.
Okay.
In Boston. But I did. And I don't know if the couple heard it, but they said, well, we'll probably get a chuckle out of it if you do. So I did.
Okay.
And just like Hot Butter and Popcorn will be coming up next hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's that.
Yeah. Now let's talk about something that we can all talk about.
Well, we're always looking for ideas of things to talk about around the water cooler. And, gee, there's so many. I'm just inclined. This is something we talk about off the air, sometimes on the air. Oh, and by the way, Dad, why don't you send us some kind of text? Tell us what we should be doing.
Yeah, instead of talking
about... Because we don't want to be talking about sports.
Boring sports.
Boring. Boring sports is boring.
All right, so... and we
Sorry,
really,
Dad!
We really didn't give you anything to talk about around the water cooler this morning.
However, I'm going to give you this.
All right.
We talk about how frustrated we are with the president right now. And once again, he's allowed Iran to treat us like a paddle ball. They just keep whacking us. We go out there and we kind of float for a while, and then it snaps right back into that paddle and they whack us again. And it just keeps going back and forth like this. Mm-hmm. And that has become very frustrating, because if you continue to let that happen, because this will go on forever. This is how they do things. They buy themselves time to restock what minimal amount of weapons they have, but they do have some, okay? Those stinking drones have caused a lot of havoc in the Middle East. So this gives them a chance to, you know, get more of those drones out there. And, you know, the bottom line is this is not the way to conduct this. You never, in their minds, you never have them over a barrel, because they are religious zealots.
And they don't have any appreciation or value for life.
Which is one of the keystones of Western civilization.
Yeah.
Which they do not subscribe to.
No. They have zero tolerance for anything except their way. They want to kill everybody and have the whole planet to themselves. Death to America. That's what they get up and chant every morning.
And death to Israel. Because we're the big Satan, they're the little Satan. But we're just frustrated with the president. You just handle this the way you started out.
Yep.
And finish it.
Yeah, and that's so that'll give you something to talk about around that water cooler. Should we finish what we started? Because no one's going to help us. How many of our allies have jumped in and said, yeah, we'll help you? Not one. Again, not one. We have to be the policemen for the whole world.
And... it's costing us.
Yeah, everything.
It's costing us, A, with our tax dollars and the way they're being spent. And then, B, we're getting a gas tax that's not really a tax, but we're still getting taxed because that's how our gas price is going up.
Yeah, we're getting fleeced. We're not getting taxed. We're getting fleeced.
Well, we're getting fleeced when we're being taxed also.
So talk about it around the water cooler today. Thanks to our wonderful friends at Altoona Soft Water and Crystal Pure Bottling. Around the water cooler, or now the coffee maker, because everybody has those little, what they call those cups. Your one-stop destination is Altoona Soft Water for all kinds of water services, water softening, drinking systems, bottled water, and coffee services. Altoona Soft Water, family-owned and operated since 1969, a lot like the Steelers. Steelers have had four coaches since 1969, and Altoona Soft Water has had one family operating it for three generations, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That means they were really smart and really successful and know how to take care of their customers. Check them out online at altoonasoftwater.com, all one word, altoonasoftwater.com. Or you can stop by 445 South Logan Boulevard. Give them something to talk about. Call them. Make an appointment. Come in and say hi. 814-943-2768.
All right. AccuWeather says for today, thunderstorm in spots during the midday, then sun this afternoon. High 78. Clear to partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Clouds and sun tomorrow, 82. 80 Wednesday, 82 Thursday, and 83 Friday. Humid throughout the forecast period with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. 66 and mostly cloudy. It is 6:54 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day.
That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
Bergmeyer's Hauling, Inc., a family-owned business, has been providing residential business and industrial trash service, garbage collection, and recycling services for over 46 years. Bergmeyer's service area includes counties and major municipalities throughout Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. Bergmeyer's can serve all of your disposal needs, from garbage collection at reasonable prices to waste stream analysis in industrial settings. Bergmeyer's is currently looking to fill the position of customer service rep and IT tech. Call 800-491-8975 for Bergmeyer's Hauling.
The burrito is fire.
Hi, this is Maya.
And I'm Antonio. And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito
is that it fuels our morning.
It's the full package.
You have the chicken, you have the eggs, and then you add these hash browns for a nice little crunch.
The chicken's always nice. It's crispy, it's juicy. And the cheeses, they melt together in a beautiful way.
And it gives me energy. It's perfect.
Order the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Leitner Communications, hats off to heroes. Every day we salute a local first responder who puts their life on the line for us every day. If you know of a first responder we can salute, please go to any of our station websites or LeitnerCommunications.com and fill out the form. Hats off to heroes is brought to you by
Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions.
Listen weekdays as we take our hats off to heroes.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Well, I got to apologize for a faux pas that I made earlier talking about the curve game last night. I said it was Ivan Brettauer, the strong German kid, who got the game-winning hit. It wasn't him. It was Jesus Castillo.
Oops.
Or no, was it Javier Rivas? I don't know. I was there, and I don't know. There's so much going on toward the end of the game that I'm just waiting for the final out so I can get out of there. I like to beat the traffic.
Well, so, you had a little help because
of fireworks. Yeah, and all the other things we have going on weekends. They have... they have ball launch, and they have other things that they do on the field before the fireworks. And last night they needed all that because, they moved the time up because of the rain, and then that added an extra half hour to their worries. And I don't think they waited, because when I got home, it was still light out, and I could hear the boom-booms all the way to my house. So I know they didn't wait for it to get pitch dark, because that would have been at least 9 o'clock, and that would have been way too long.
Yeah, it would have been.
So anyway, we got a winning hit last night. We split the series, and now they go to Erie, where time's running out for the Curve if they want to make the second half playoff scene. Time's running out. They got to put together a heater just like the Pirates do.
Yeah, well, and the Pirates need to do less of a heater, but they got to start doing less of what they did in Cincinnati over the weekend.
Yeah, they
Cincinnati's a team you should beat.
They have to win.
Yeah.
And the only thing, the only good thing about going to Milwaukee now for four, they don't see Mizorowski. He pitched yesterday.
See you, Miz.
Yeah.
All right. It's halftime. Time to carb up. News and stuff coming up.
So I'm going to go get my water now in case anyone's interested.
A
I say, that I say, what do I say, Carol?
The voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
It would have been the biggest attack since World War II.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump tells reporters on Air Force One. An attack on Iran he called off over the weekend.
Frankly, Saudi Arabia didn't want it either. They thought that the deal is imminent.
Several Gulf countries urged the president to let talks continue with Iran.
They're concerned that if the United States targets Iranian energy infrastructure, that the response would mean missile fire toward gas and oil fields in the Persian Gulf. Some of these areas, like the liquefied natural gas production in Qatar, for example, or other American-linked energy infrastructure in Saudi Arabia. It's interesting, though, the Iranians today saying that these talks aren't directly taking place with the Americans. And we've seen in the past that they make these statements simply to a domestic audience. Oftentimes, they'll say one thing publicly and then something else behind the scenes at the negotiating table.
That's Fox's Trey Yings. The president insists he won't let Iran get nuclear weapons, and he's trying to get the Strait of Hormuz fully open, ending shipping disruptions, and this morning the pause in strikes and the talks have oil prices dropping about 5%. Tens of thousands of people remain out of their homes in the Spokane, Washington area, evacuated as wildfires keep burning. More than 600 homes and other structures are destroyed. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says,
there are just so many Washingtonians who have literally lost everything in a very, very short period of time. Just in a matter of hours, their lives changed.
Three still uncontained fires have burned more than 7,000 acres. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche may move forward at tomorrow's committee vote in the Senate. Last night, he formally rescinded the controversial $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund that was part of the IRS tax settlement. Two Republican senators, John Cornyn and Tom Tillis, have demanded that that fund be dissolved, or else they had threatened to vote against Blanche's nomination to be Attorney General, which would have potentially blocked Blanche from being confirmed. America's listening to Fox News.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
A Republican senator is calling on a Republican congressman to resign. Both are from Ohio. Bernie Marino says Max Miller, his ex-son-in-law, is unfit for office over how Miller treated Marino's daughter when they were married. But Miller denies allegations of abuse and says he's never been charged with a crime.
Miller's ex-wife says he poured hot water on her, held a gun to her head, and broke the collarbone of their toddler daughter. But Miller posted a video on social media denying the charges.
Understand one thing. Every one of these allegations traces back to a single source, my former wife.
A former girlfriend has also accused Miller of abuse. She's former White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. Roger Stern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, as oil prices drop, stock futures rise ahead of a new month of trading. We're seeing gains for futures by about 400 points for the Dow, which had gained slightly in July. The Nasdaq, though, fell more than 3% last month. There is a new king of the box office, Spider-Man. Brand new day almost had the biggest debut of any movie ever.
What is happening to me?
Did you miss me, Spidey?
The film posted the second biggest North American opening in history, taking in $355 million. It finished just behind Avengers Endgame, which debuted with $357 million in 2019. The weekend also became the biggest in box office history, with moviegoers spending a combined $430 million across all films. Contributing to that haul, The Odyssey, which remained a force in its third week with $51 million. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
More baseball players could be sent packing to new teams today. The Major League trade deadline is tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. The biggest deal so far, over the weekend, the Detroit Tigers traded star pitcher Tarek Skubal to the Los Angeles Dodgers for prospects. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Major League Baseball's trade deadline is Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The Cubs got veteran pitcher Kevin Gausman from Toronto. The Rays acquired pitcher Freddy Peralta from the Mets. And the Yankees picked up infielder Luis Garcia from the Nationals, who had 23 homers and 76 RBIs this year. The Yankees won 2-1 at the Cubs. The White Sox were 9-1 winners at Tampa Bay. Victories for Seattle and San Diego. Detroit shut out the A's 11-0. Braves won their fifth straight. Houston won their sixth in a row. The Angels, with the worst record in the majors, shut out Milwaukee, which has the best mark in the majors, 3-0. Boston took the Sunday night game 8-4 at the Dodgers. The Red Sox have won five in a row. The Houston Texans signed veteran defensive end Jadeveon Clowney. Saints wide receiver Jalen Polk retired. Jessica Pegula leads the final of tennis's D.C. Open after rain. It'll finish Monday.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
As a mom, I'm glad my son plays school sports. It's where he has fun with his friends. He contributes to the team. Oh, and he stays out of trouble. Otherwise, he'd probably be in his room by himself, having way too much screen time. School sports give him a place where he belongs and doesn't feel alone. And I am so thankful for that.
Support your school's athletic programs and the impact they have on entire communities, especially our students. This message presented by the PIAA and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wendy Bell Airlines.
The Democrat Party decided they want to hold the American taxpayer hostage.
At the airport!
Travelers are frustrated, anxious, many are missing flights.
ICE is going to come and they're going to drag people away and they're going to tase you and they're going to put you in chains and they're going to deport you. Oh my God, they might even kill you. If you didn't do anything wrong, why do you care? You should welcome them.
Wendy Bell, weeknights at 9 on WRTA.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Are you ready for the latest news of the day? We're talking about local, state, international. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to give you the proper spin, which means we're going to tell you the truth. Plus, we open the phone lines to hear from you as well. Doesn't matter what the topic is. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to make you think, going to make you angry, going to make you smile, might make you laugh, might even get you to sing along. Don't miss even 1 second of the Joe Pags Show right here. Weeknight, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Democracy 2026.
The Democratic Socialists of America launching its new platform filled with far-left proposals. It's called Workers Deserve More. Abdul Al-Sayed is a Democratic candidate for Senate in Michigan.
It means finally taxing billionaires their wealth so we have the money that we need to invest in the things that we need and deserve in this country.
Francesca Hong, a self-identified Democratic socialist running for governor of Wisconsin, says Republicans are likely to attack with political labels.
Whoever the Democratic nominee is, they're going to call Democratic candidates socialists, communists. Whatever they need to distract us from the fact that our movement is building working-class people power.
Democratic socialists have gotten a great deal of attention after the election of Zohran Mamdani to be New York City mayor. Grace Mauser, co-chair of the New York City Democratic Socialist Group, says it's time for mainstream Democrats to welcome them. Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Get ready to write down a phone number, but first, this is The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson. Mary Fields was born into slavery in the 1830s and following her emancipation, grew to be 6 feet tall, weighing 200 pounds, with a wicked temper, a colorful vocabulary, a love of tobacco and liquor, and was rarely seen without her two best friends, a Winchester and a Colt 45. Her exploits quickly won her a reputation of a woman able to do anything, earning her a job as the first African-American woman to work for the United States Post Office. Using a stagecoach with orders to not only deliver deliver the mail in northern Montana, but to also protect it from wolves, bandits, thieves, and the weather itself. And Stagecoach Mary did exactly that. The next time you travel, if you want to save huge money, call 800-478-0816. That's 800-478-0816.
With reporting from around the world, here's today's Worldwide Travel Minute with Peter Greenberg.
I fondly remember my college days. When I traveled, I was cramped in the back of the plane in a middle seat. I just used the biggest headphones I could find and used the tray table to rest my head. Then I wore layers because the plane was always too cold. I could always strip them off. No pillow? I rolled up a sweater and wedged it behind my lower back. Took the pressure off. And it made a real difference on long flights. And perhaps most importantly, I elevated my feet. I just propped them up on my carry-on bag below me. And given the current state of air travel, I'm still using these tactics today. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Fox on Justice, the 21-year-old Indian national who drove his semi-truck through slow-moving traffic in Ontario, California last October, killing three people, was sentenced to 4 years in state prison. Jashanpreet Singh, who's in the country illegally, pleaded guilty to three felony counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence. Horrifying dash cam video from the accident shows Singh's tractor trailer obliterating vehicles in its path. Singh entered the U.S. in 2022 and applied for asylum. The Biden administration issued Singh a work permit, and he was given a commercial driver's license in California under the rules at the time. Those rules were changed by the Trump administration 1 month before the crash. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says states should revoke the licenses of people in the country illegally.
They can pull those licenses, and they should, and keep Americans safe.
Matt Finn, Fox News.
Hi, this is Donna Gordy. Who are you going to call when you don't know who to call? Just call 211. 211 is free and confidential. 211 has a comprehensive database of information about health and human services. It's a free service of Pennsylvania 211 and Contact Altoona. Remember, when in doubt, just call 211 or go online at pa211central.info.
Here's a reminder from the stations of Leitner Communications. Does your civic group, charity, fire hall, church, or other nonprofit organization have an event coming up that you'd like us to pass along to our listeners? Just go to our station website, to the Events tab, and click on the Submit an Event tab for your area. Please send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance and include your contact information in case we have a question. Leitner Communications is proud to serve our community.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen at the gym. Listen in an airplane. Listen during your daughter's wedding. You never liked the groom anyway. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Leitner Radio app.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be humid with a chance of a thundershower in some areas around midday. The morning will start mostly cloudy, then we can expect to see more sunshine in the afternoon. The high will reach 78 degrees. Tonight will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 58. Tomorrow we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high of 82. Moving on to Wednesday, it will be mostly cloudy and humid with a few showers and a thunderstorm reaching a high of 80. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Here's a radio ID scripted by ChatGPT.
It's news on the go with your talk radio show. We're live on the air with a voice that's fair.
Yeah, it's really bad. We're your station with the full story and no AI.
I thank God.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
All right, on the outside right now, cloudy, soupy, muggy. You got it. You got the whole ball of wax, 66 degrees in Altoona. Man arrested in Bedford County for an alleged rape that he recorded. Big drug sweep in Blair and Cambria counties nets at least 50 arrests, more pending. Mountain Dindy healthcare workers back at work after a 5-day strike. in Center County. All that coming up in news at the bottom of the hour. Sports, Pirates, they got pounded in Cincinnati yesterday. Don Kelly had his league-leading fifth ejection yesterday. Like I said, at least they lead the league in something. The Curve topped off a wacky weekend with a wacky wild comeback after almost giving another game away, like they did Saturday night. An 8-7 lead in the ninth inning and let it slip away. But nevertheless, they bounced back and win yesterday. So they will now have the day off and only, 6 weeks left in the season. Steeler news. An unbelievable story about Pat Freiermuth and people going nuts at training camp because they want to get autographs. Man, what is wrong with people?
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
Are you serious?
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Try again.
Well, maybe that guy that lives in Bellwood. Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed? M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry, 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 sing. Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
We break out the theme when
the hallway gets to be a total fracas.
It is just astonishing what we see here. Just never ends. It constantly in and out of other studios. I wonder if we should even be saying this publicly.
It's fun to think about.
Wow.
And I'm sure there may be things that go on if you're going to a job today and it's an office setting. You may have the same thing happening in your office, where they're all closed offices. They're not little cubicles. And everybody has a door, and there's a hallway, and people are just going back and forth from office to office. And it just turns into Benny Hill.
That's what it is. Go for it, Benny. Actually, it's Boots Randolph. Okay, so there it goes. See, what we do in here is we're the only studio in the morning that is constantly on the air with us.
Right.
The other ones have DJs, they have music, blah, 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 blah. We're the only ones that have constant mic on, and we put a sign on the door that says, shh, do not enter, aquarium in progress.
Yeah, we have the largest window in the door of any of the studios.
Yes.
And so when people stand out there and kind of gawk in, it's like, yeah, we're like the fish in the tank.
We're in the aquarium.
Yep.
So we have a sign up on our door now that says, shh, aquarium in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I get kind of uneasy when people just stare at you.
And
stare at me.
George comes in once a week and sprinkles food on top of the water for us.
Yeah, and we bob to the top and get it. like good old fish do.
And based on something we had talked about earlier, if you happen to be in a place where there's carp, like the old Lakemont Park Lake, mm-hmm. and you buy some popcorn and you throw it into the carp, and
yeah, ew, wet popcorn, yuck.
Speaking of hot buttered popcorn.
Oh, well, yeah, you know what? You asked for it, so you are going to get it. I've never seen a video of this song.
Surprised nobody did it.
Oh no, I want to know what that is. What that instrument is. Right there.
I would imagine it's some sort of a... Since the whole thing is... Yeah, it's the Moog synthesizer. And, yeah.
See, that would be the one that the Swedish Chef would play.
That sounded like a cross between Biden and the Swiss.
Well, it was. We didn't have no money. We're the poor. We're the poor Biden family. We got no money.
I can't pay that bill. I'm broke.
$17 million. I thought it was something like a couple hundred thousand.
No.
Now he's crying poor.
Yeah. Hunter heard the phrase go big or go home and decided to do it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He went real big.
Now the entire family has no money.
Yeah, right. Top to bottom.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Jill may have a few dollars because she wrote a book and sold it, and somebody actually paid her for it. I have no idea why.
Yeah, boy, feel sorry for those people. Talk about getting fleeced. Wow.
So anyway.
The Bidens now are going to start an evangelistic crusade now to raise money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll turn to God now to raise money. You'll see them on TV every Sunday. Their first guest will be Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Which I think they're both gone.
Well, that's why they'll have them.
Back from the dead.
Wow.
Jim and Tammy Faye.
Here we go. Well, they can run film.
They can use AI.
That's right. They can recreate them.
Yeah, they could bring them back with AI.
How's AI going to create all that makeup that Tammy Faye used to wear?
It'll be able to do it. It's amazing what AI can do.
The whole thing about those two, number one, they were con artists. And number two, they fleeced people out of millions upon millions of dollars. And she looked like she just walked in off the street corner with all that makeup. Seriously. And when she would cry, it would run all over her face. Oh. I mean, I actually feel sorry for the people that sent them money.
Mm-hmm.
No! Don't do it! It's like the people that call you up and say, this is Blair County Courthouse calling. You owe us money. You send us gift cards and we'll forget about the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah. Wait right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are you at? I'll come deliver them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't get taken in by it, folks. If somebody calls you up on the phone and asks you for money, or if they send you an email asking you for money, don't. We try to help you. When we have stories like this in the news, and they make news constantly, we try to tell you that law enforcement will never contact you over the phone and tell you that they have an arrest warrant for you. That's a sure sign that they're coming to get you, do it over the phone.
They'll be at your front door knocking on it.
That's
the very first contact you'll have with them.
Exactly.
And not over the phone.
If you get an IRS email, they don't contact you by email. They'll send you a registered letter.
That is a fact.
Okay. Law enforcement does not take gift cards as payment to forget arrest warrants or to forget your summons for jury duty. That's another one. Well, you missed your summons for jury duty. You owe us a fine. We'll take gift cards to make it all go away. Scam, scam, scam.
Yeah.
Okay. We try to help you as much as we can. A lot of that stuff. And again, law enforcement is very simple. They're not going to call you up and tell you, hey, we're coming to arrest you. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nor do they say, well, if you pay us $500 in gift cards, we'll just make this warrant go away.
Sure,
or we'll make this summons go away. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You wait right there.
Mm-hmm.
you know, again, we try to get that information out, and we really like to help people in that respect. But man, the people that gave the Bakers all that money over the years, and you know, those televangelists, they were called televangelists for a reason. They were on television to get your money. And you know what? They succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
You put them on a pedestal. You put them in the penthouse. And where were you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's, we're not trying to be your dad.
No, not at all.
Like this guy that keeps sending us texts. Yes, dad. You know. You shouldn't buy a car if that's the reason you bought the car. Thanks, Dad.
Well, he missed the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, that was one aspect of the car that I talked about that was a vast improvement. I bought it for other reasons.
Yeah. Well, Dad thought otherwise.
Yeah, I guess. So.
I could. Sometimes it's like, you really think that you're going to be our dad now?
Yeah.
And we're going to say. Sit here, and if anybody asks us, who's your daddy, we're going to answer the guy that texts us. Yeah, that's him.
Every day.
That's our dad. That's our daddy. Yeah, that's him.
Wow, unbelievable. No, it's not unbelievable.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Yes. Dry Run says, time's really flying today. It's going faster than Chuck Yeager. Well.
Chuck Yeager. Wow, that's a spiffy reference.
It's a blast from the past, mm-hmm. as they used to say.
Wasn't he General Chuck Yeager?
Yes, he was.
General Chuck Yeager. Was he the general on the insurance company commercials now?
No.
The general?
No.
With Shaq?
No. Hmm. No. That's
okay, it's a different general.
Yeah.
Washington General.
No.
Did you see now? The Liberty Mutual commercials have added another character.
Yeah, and it's a big flop. I mean, the Liberty Bibberty character is just pathetic.
But, you know, they have one of the funniest lines in all their commercials. Just say the line. Well, that's easy. The line.
The line.
That is hysterical. Because it makes that guy look even dumber.
I actually saw him. He was one of the actors in a TV show that was called Roswell. And he was actually one of the characters in Roswell.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Did everybody wear cardigan sweaters?
But you're used to him being a buffoon in the Liberty Mutual commercials. But he wasn't a buffoon in the show. And it's like you're expecting something totally... you know, crazy to come out of his mouth in the Roswell show. And it's like, no, he delivered his lines like he was supposed to.
That's probably the equivalent of seeing Vincent Price in a comedy. When did you ever see Vincent Price in a comedy? He was on Laughing a couple of times.
Yes,
and he was on Carol Burnett's show, too.
Yeah.
But you don't equate Vincent Price and laughter.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
He was one of those actors that just had, he was the scary guy. Just like Bela Lugosi was the scary guy. He was Dracula. He went nuts because of Dracula. He did. He went mad because of Dracula. But Boris Karloff's another one.
Ernie, Bernie, Bory, yum, and eat you, Murfer.
Ernie, Boris Karloff, eat you, Murfer, the chicken. So, you know, you when you think of those guys, you think of the scary movies. Vincent Price, he didn't play the knight in shining armor. He didn't wear white and ride the white horse.
Nope.
He was one of his scariest characters ever was not the House of Wax. Dr. Fibes.
Mm.
What a name. The abominable Dr. Fibes. Starring who else?
Boris. Boris Karloff.
No!
Just substitute. Vincent, you're out. I'm bringing in Karloff.
Yeah. Vincent Price was actually his real name.
Yes, it was.
You know, Boris Karloff's name, he was Henry... Oh, I just say it was Henry something. He was not Boris Karloff. He was...
Didn't Vincent Price appear on some of those celebrity roast things, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was Egghead on Batman. Vincent Price was the criminal egg.
I didn't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Big. They made his head real big like...
An egg.
An egg. Ergo.
Yeah.
Egghead.
He then became mayor of Dry Run.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, we lost our break.
Yeah, well...
It back while you do the weather.
Among other things, don't let Dad know. AccuWeather says thunder shower in spots in the midday. Then some increasing amounts of sunshine this afternoon, 78. Clear to partly cloudy, 58 tonight. That sounds okay. Clouds and sun tomorrow in 82. However, humid. The mugs come back into the forecast for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. 80, 82, and 83 Wednesday through Friday. 66, mostly cloudy, 7:30 WRTA mornings.
Got a big job that needs powerful equipment? Come and check out the Big Boy Toys from Kubota at McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction. And right now, you can take advantage of McCoy's dealer special in-store only on all Kubota construction equipment, compact tractors, and side-by-sides. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months, available for qualified buyers. McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction is committed to providing you with the highest quality products, especially for those big jobs. 0% APR financing for 60 months for qualified buyers on all Kubota construction equipment. McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Call 814-224-5335. On the web at McCoysLawnAndGarden.com.
Founded in 1990 by Ron and Kathy Beatty, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning offers Central Pennsylvania residential and commercial clients the very best in carpet and upholstery cleaning. With 40 years plus experience in the cleaning industry, Ron maintains certifications as a master cleaner and restoration technician. Staffed by mature family men with honor and trust, Ron Beatty is on every job as well to ensure the best possible service. With all new state-of-the-art equipment, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning uses cleaning agents and processes that create a healthier environment for your home. In addition, Ron Beatty extracts all of the dirty water directly to his truck. Absolutely nothing is disposed of down your pipes or drains. Other services include ceramic tile and ceiling, water extraction and structural drying, mattress cleaning and thermal imaging inspections. If quality workmanship, trustworthiness, and exceptional customer experience is important to you, call Ron Beatty at 941-1000 to schedule your appointment today. Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 941-1000.
The Hollidaysburg Area Farmers Market is up and running every Tuesday, 11 to 2 off the Diamond, and the nighttime market is the third Friday of each month from 5 until 8 during Third in the Burg. The Downtown Live Concert Series on the Diamond presents August 20th, Full Kilt, and September 17th, Felix and the Hurricanes. Each is a Thursday night, 6 to 9. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets. The Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council's Free Music in the Burg at Canal Basin Park is Saturday, August 15th, 6 p.m. It's the Altoona Symphony Orchestra's annual free summer celebration this year, from Hogwarts to Honky Tonks. Main location is the Hollidaysburg Senior High School Auditorium. For other summer happenings, like and follow the Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council Facebook page. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, Keller Engineers, Zane Helsel Excavating, Five Star Power Sports in Duncanville, and Thrivent in Hollidaysburg, Andrea Paul. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Way Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
Teammates in the minor leagues, Jim Rooker tells an unforgettable Jim Leland story.
This is when we were in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, minor leagues. We were both in the Detroit organization, and we were playing Raleigh. They had a first baseman and good hitter. Leland was catching, and we had a hard time getting this guy out. If you ever personally have a conversation with Leland, on the, I think it's the left side of his cheek, right under his left eye, he's got this little discoloration on his cheek. And what had happened was one of our pitchers threw with this big guy and knocked him down. Leland was always quiet, didn't say much, just easygoing guy. And the guy gets up and he turns around and Leland's behind home plate. And the guy looks down at him and says, if he does that again, I'm coming after you. And Leland looks up to him and says, and he's kind of stammering, and he's, well, hey, I'm not throwing the pitches. Oh, I didn't call for that pitch. And wouldn't you know, it happened again. Leland took a swing at the guy and missed. And when he missed, he still had his mask on. So his mask kind of slid to the side of his face. And the guy grabbed the mask. He's got Leland by the mask in one hand, and he's hitting him with his other. He looked like an accordion, like he was playing an accordion. He was putting both hands together and pow, 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 pow. And then, you know, we all went out there and said everything, and we're, it's all over with, talking about afterwards. Leland's, he was so full of pride, he kept saying, I didn't go down. I didn't go down. I didn't go down. And it was everybody busts out laughing because he was so proud of the fact that even though the guy really clocked him, he stood up and took whatever the guy had. This was like 1966 when this happened, and he still has the bruise or discoloration there where the guy hit him. He still has that mark on his face today.
That's your two-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Choosing the path toward diplomacy again, that from President Trump who cancels a major strike inside Iran, the president on board Air Force One.
Frankly, Saudi Arabia didn't want it either. They thought that the deal is imminent.
According to the president, talks will resume today aimed at finalizing an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. Trump says he was asked by Qatar, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia to hold off, and diplomatic efforts are playing out.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. The price of oil retreating this morning. A final full day of campaigning in a host of states holding primaries tomorrow, including Michigan, where candidate Abdul El Sayed says he's not a Democratic Socialist. He's drawing plenty of support from Senator Bernie Sanders. The doctor faces off against Congresswoman Haley Stevens. America's listening to Fox News.
Cloudy and 66, soupy in Altoona, maybe even some fog out there. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. Man arrested in Bedford County for alleged rape. Fulton County man faces multiple felony charges, including rape by forcible compulsion and rape of an unconscious victim, after state police in Bedford say he assaulted a woman and recorded it. Reportedly, 26-year-old Alec Boer is accused of assaulting the victim in West Providence Township and later admitted to a second assault while she was asleep. He's being held on $250,000 bail. Operation Summer Street Sweeper has resulted in felony charges for 65 people involved in street-level drug trafficking in Blair and Cambria counties. The investigation, announced by Attorney General Dave Sunday during a Friday press conference, targeted dealers trafficking fentanyl, heroin, and other drugs, with 50 suspects already in custody. Law enforcement officials emphasized that the operation, which relied on federal and local cooperation, aims to curb increased crime linked to dealers moving from Philadelphia into western Pennsylvania. Officials say the active investigation may lead to more arrests. 34-year-old driver was airlifted to Penn Highlands Du Bois with serious injuries after crashing into a building on North Atherton Street Saturday morning in State College. The police department there said the accident occurred shortly after 3. A Bedford County contractor has been arrested for theft after allegedly receiving over $270,000 for a church roof replacement that was never performed. Samuel Harris, owner of Harris Roofing, is accused of taking the advance payment from St. Andrew's Catholic Church in Johnstown and failing to begin work, leading to charges of theft by deception. Nearly 1,000 SEIU healthcare PA workers returned to work at Mount Dindy Medical Center Saturday following a 5-day strike over contract negotiations, with bargaining set to resume today. While union members push for higher wages and improved safety, hospital says it's bargaining in good faith for a fair agreement that keeps the system strong. Well, one Steelers player is being recognized for helping to keep a child safe from an unruly crowd at the team's training camp over the weekend. Sports Illustrated shared video of Steeler tight end Pat Freiermuth lifting the child out of a group of fans that had started shoving one another at a Steelers practice over autographs. Recently released court documents, I should have had the music up for this, show Hunter Biden claims he has no money and can't afford his legal fees. The deposition is related to an ongoing lawsuit between Biden and the Winston Taylor law firm for unpaid legal fees. The law firm claims that Biden owes them a mere $17 million from representing him in criminal prosecutions, congressional investigations, and defamation suits. According to the transcript, Biden says, quote, "My family doesn't have any money, and it's not their debt anyway," unquote. He also stated he doesn't own anything of value or have any other assets at all. Wonder what kind of car he's living in. Biden argues that Winston Taylor, the law firm, knew he would be unable to pay his legal fees when it agreed to take him on as a client. Sure they did. Yeah. Ask Daddy Warbucks for the money. Pennsylvania has one of the better early education systems in the United States, according to WalletHub. We're 17th on the list of best and worst education systems in the country. I got to get the Benny Hill music out again. It just won't stop. The study looked at 12 key metrics, including the share of school districts offering state pre-K programs and total spending per child enrolled in pre-K. WalletHub says the District of Columbia has the best education system, although it's not a state. Indiana has the worst. And again, that's because of the time change. Here's Dave in the sports.
The amateur baseball spotlight once again will shine on Johnstown for the coming week. It's the annual AAABA baseball tournament with games set to cover the entire Johnstown region and other parts of Cambria County. Both Altoona and Host City Johnstown have two teams in the 16-team field, which begins pool play today. Emler's Poultry, the Altoona AAABA summer champion, will face Zanesville at noon at Roxbury Park, while Altoona Cumming Motors will play Brooklyn at Portage. That's also at noon. Martella's Pharmacy, Johnstown's AAABA summer runner-up, will face Butler at Sargent Stadium at noon, and Johnstown Summer League champ Mainline Pharmacy will tangle with New York tonight at 7:30 in the official tourney opening game. All night games involving Johnstown teams are going to be broadcast on Cool 102.9 in Johnstown. Not a good first half of a road trip for the Buccos. The Bucs were pounded by Cincinnati again yesterday, 10-2. Mitch Keller, another poor performance. He was shelled for 7 earned runs in just 2 innings of work. Bucco manager Don Kelly kept his streak alive as he was ejected in the 6th inning when he argued with the umpires about rain, how it affected the game. Okay, he now has been thrown out 5 times this season, and he leads the major leagues in that category. We have one leader on the team. It's the manager. By the way, it doesn't get any easier for the Bucks. They're on to Milwaukee to face the Brewers for 4 more road games. Brewers tied with the Dodgers for the best record in baseball, and the Bucks swept the Brewers in Pittsburgh right before the All-Star break last month. I guess revenge might be on the Brewers' mind. Bubba Chandler will start for the Bucks tonight with first pitch set for 7:40 on 96.1 Hank FM. The LA Dodgers may have put the final nail in the coffin for a lockout of MLB players after the season ends. Dodgers scooped up the top prize in the trade sweepstakes, landing 2-time Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal from Detroit on Saturday. It added an embarrassment of riches for the 2-time world champ Dodgers and may fuel anger among other teams who can't compete with the Dodgers' money stream. The MLB trade deadline is set for 6 p.m. Eastern today. Look for many deals throughout the day, and there's no word on whether the Bucks are going to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Dial and deal, Ben Charrington. What do you have? The crazy.
Well, I've got pitcher Paul Skeens, who has a Cy Young and a Rookie of the Year, and a very friendly contract for teams.
Mm-hmm. Very. Well, the crazy series that was Chesapeake and Altoona ended up with a wild finish last night at PNG Field. It was a walk-off win for the good guys.
For the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Rocco Pellegrino. Curve are walk-off winners on a Sunday night against Chesapeake, 4-3 the final, with Jesus Castillo coming through with the bases loaded in the ninth, a walk-off single to score Titus Dimitru, who had three RBIs and two hits for Dimitru himself. They come through in the ninth inning and are the heartbreakers in the victory after they had their hearts broken on the Saturday night loss against the Bay Sox. They split this week's series, and they also take the season series overall 10 games to 8 in favor of the Curve over the Bay Sox. Connor Oliver throws six strong innings in the start and punches out five. For the Altoona Curve Report, I'm Rocco Pellegrino.
Well, the Buccos did make a trade with the Yankees on Saturday. The Bucs obtained reliever Camilo Doval from New York in exchange for two minor leaguers, including former Curve catcher Omar Alfonso, who played in Friday night's game at PNG Field. Unfortunately, the run is over for the Hollidaysburg 12-and-under team in the Pennsylvania State Little League Tourney. Hollidaysburg lost to Eastside of Westchester 9-3 Saturday, eliminating the Berg from the tourney with a 2-2 record. Meanwhile, the Johnstown West Suburban 14-and-under Little League softball team advanced in the Junior Softball World Series after beating Quebec, Canada 7-1. West Suburban will next play a team from Palo Cedro, California, today as pool play continues. Stellars added three more players to their Hall of Honor yesterday. Longtime GM Kevin Colbert, Craig Wolfley, and JT Thomas were selected for the class of 2026 inductees. They'll be officially enshrined on Friday, September 25th. 66, mostly cloudy at 7:45 WRTA mornings.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Do you spend half your day walking or standing while working? If you have foot, knee, or back problems, the Good Feet Store wants to help you like we help Tony.
The pain that I experience the most is foot pain from being on my feet all day. You're having to kind of talk to yourself through the whole shift, like, I got this, I can do this. Before, I felt defeated, and now it's like, all right, let's go. I'm ready. A whole new life, like sunshine coming on.
And how about working more comfortably like Dennis?
Working at an amusement park, it's always on your feet. I just couldn't take it, but I didn't have a choice. I just couldn't believe that putting these art supports in made that much of a difference that quickly. I could do my job and I could take care of my family. I know what my tomorrow is going to be. It's going to be positive.
You deserve a better life too. Stop in the Good Feet Store today. Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble and at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
My name is Whitney Allen and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
It, 7:48.
And it is time to take our hat off to a hero. Today, AMED supervisor and paramedic Donald Booker Moore. Thank you for what you do, and our Hats Off to Heroes is brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, and 3Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again today, saluting AMED Supervisor and Paramedic Donald Booker Moore, tipping my cap and saying thank you for what you do.
Now, this is usually the time where we talk about Kepner's Grandview Meats. They're closed today, which, you know, they'll reopen tomorrow. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturdays, they're open 8 to 3. Their number is 814-943-6328. You can call ahead and place any of their delicious entrees on hold. They'll keep them warm for you, and when you can pick them up at a convenient time that suits your schedule. Now, over the weekend, we had three contestants that George picked out on Friday for the Grand Slam contest. And I got to tell you, we had plenty more chances.
Mm-hmm.
We had at least two bases loaded situations in each of the three games. Because they were so high scoring, we had so much offense in this series. At some point this week, I'm going to go back through all the game summaries in the newspaper, and I'm going to write down the runs, the hits, the strikeouts, and any other stat I can come up with for these six games. I think it was the craziest series I think I've ever sat through.
You may throw in left on base. That could be interesting also.
I think the most intriguing thing, because of the high number of runs and hits, is the strikeouts. The first three games of this series, Chesapeake put up 31 runs and 37 hits in those first three games. They also struck out 32 times in those first three games. I'm going to compile all that later on in the week. I'm going to read those numbers. This was just, I'm telling you, it was a crazy, crazy series. But on Friday night, Mark Lauber was our contestant. Saturday, it was Jack Washko. And last night, it was Paul Anna. And I got to tell all three of you, we had numerous chances. We had at least two chances in all three games, at least two in each game, to have a winner in the Grand Slam contest. We hit some home runs. You know, the curve has... They have power in the lineup, but we just can't seem to get it with the Grand Slam. I think Thursday or Friday night's game, we had a three-run homer that was hit just after the curve had the bases loaded. They scored a run on an infield out, and then the next player, I believe it was Lonnie White, hit a three-run homer. But it is crazy, all the home runs we hit, and we just can't seem to do it with the bases loaded. So next week, when Mel is here on Monday, he will start again. As we're down to three homestands, folks. Three homestands left. Two. Oh, boy. You talk about poor scheduling. Two of those three homestands will be with the Quackerin Rubber Ducks. Two of them. And the other homestand will be with the Erie Seawolves, whom they're playing this week on the road. So four of their last six weeks of the season are with Quackerin and Erie. One of the other ones is Binghamton on the road, and I believe Harrisburg is the other. I'm not sure. I have a schedule somewhere here. Anyway, that's what we had over the weekend, and it was a 3-3 split in games. We had a crowd Saturday night, 7,375.
Sounded great on Saturday night. Feed from the stadium.
It was tremendous. Yeah. The crowd was there. It was a beautiful night. It was a fireworks night. It was a Harry Potter weekend. You should have seen Kess's costume. He had a pointed wizard hat. And he wore the Harry Potter jersey all three nights, I believe. And it was just a neat weekend. It really was. And we dodged the raindrops. Wow,
three nights. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, you put that one in the mothballs. Yeah. So, and it was actually standing up in a corner yesterday when I saw it.
By the way, time for a cleanup on aisle four.
Uh-oh. Wait, yes, we should get Benny Hill out, too, because the nuttiness just... wait a minute. The nuttiness just keeps going.
Cleanup in aisle four.
The tongue is twisted this morning.
Cleanup in aisle four.
Well, Dave sends in this text. You were talking about your muggy situation there at the ballpark. He says, referee Rich is now Rebel Rich on this muggy day.
Muggy. Oh, it was muggy. See, all I need is a touch of humidity, and that's it for me.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is go out in it for a few seconds, and the faucet starts.
Yep. Oh, by the way, this is a different dad, I think.
Oh, by the way?
Don't recall this particular phone number.
All right.
This dad says, the IRS will contact via first class mail, not registered. Okay. Thanks, Dad.
We ought to have open auditions here.
Meanwhile, Abbott and Costello had all the monsters on their movies.
Well, they did. Yes, they did. And you know,
that's also from Dad.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks again. Okay, Dad. Thanks, Dad.
Let's see. Oh, well, since we went into this kind of movie, the question is, have either of you seen this hilarious movie starring Rosie Grier, The Thing with Two Heads, in 1972? Rosie Grier played Jack Moss, a convict whose body shares a medical transplant with a racist doctor.
The Thing with Two Heads?
Yes.
Hmm.
I remember that title.
Roosevelt Grier.
I did not remember seeing it.
Where'd he go to school? Where do you go to school?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
Penn State.
Thank you.
By the way, someone asked, Deanne's guys take gift cards for WRTA Plus.
We're thinking about it.
Yeah. Yep. We'll take those. But you have to pay for a full year in advance if
yeah,
you're using a gift
it's
card.
Like, if you use gift cards, it's like $1,000 worth.
Now, if you get the Platinum Plus, you know, that's like $200 you got to send us in
a month.
Gift cards. No, in a month.
A month.
Okay, Hunter.
Oh, speaking of that.
Trying to raise a little money there, are you?
Speaking of that, yeah, here's we have some music for Hunter Biden. Doesn't have any money. His dad doesn't have any money.
Nobody in the family has any money.
Mom doesn't have any money.
No one. GoFundMe.
What are they gonna do?
GoFundMe with Hunter Biden. All right.
Yeah, we'll start seeing the Biden crusade now on PBS.
Labor Day. Well, on Labor Day.
Instead of Jerry Lewis, we'll have the Biden telethon. Poor Jerry Lewis. He's getting shoved aside for the poor Biden family who doesn't have any money.
Yeah, okay.
Boy, if you believe that, then professional wrestling's real. Wow.
By the way, AccuWeather says humid thunder shower in spots in the midday hours today. And it says increasing amounts of sun this afternoon, 78. Clear to partly cloudy, 58 tonight, 82 tomorrow, clouds and sun. But humidity returns on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that brings with it a chance of showers and a thunderstorm each day. 80 on Wednesday, 82 on Thursday, 83 on Friday, 66 mostly cloudy, 757 WRTA mornings.
Sorry, we don't have anything.
Oh, we don't.
No, but I do have this. Hey, Hunter. Hunter, look over this way. What's wrong? What do you mean you don't have any money?
That's coming back, too.
Well, Hunter, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go think about it?
We will now exhaust every hotkey that we have on this palette. Dad. Is that okay with you, Dad?
I got one more.
Okay.
Speaking of dads, he doesn't have any money either. He's still thinking about it. He hasn't come up with a solution yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, Hunter's in the corner. Look at him. He's shaking. He doesn't know what to do. But yet somebody Somebody in the Biden family, they come up with this explanation.
Fake news!
Okay. Oh, yeah, we are just having fun. Here, let's put this one to bed, huh? He doesn't have any money. Boy, that takes some guts.
Yeah, it does. And this guy's trying to tout himself. He's out there pushing himself to be the candidate for the Democrats in the presidential election.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're interested, Boris Karloff's real name was William Henry Platt.
Pratt.
So congratulations for those of you that got Boris's name right.
No
Just
relation.
Thought I'd throw that in at the end here.
No relation that we know of to Spencer Pratt, who ran for mayor of Los Angeles.
No.
So anyway, that's
right.
That.
Tuesday awaits.
Yes, it'll be here tomorrow, and so will we. And we'll see you then. See you, bye!
Is this the bathroom?
No! Go home!